Welcome to About Music with Brian. Today we move on from the violin and become familiar with the sound of the other really popular instrument of the string section of the orchestra, and by this I mean the violoncello, or cello for short. Each instrument has a unique tonal quality or timbre. For example, the bright and piercing sound of a violin contrasts sharply with the warm, rich tones of a viola, or the powerful resonant sound of a cello. This distinctiveness shapes the emotional character of the music and can evoke different moods. The choice of instrument in a concerto profoundly impacts its sound and character, shaping everything from the emotional expression to the orchestral interplay. This diversity contributes to the richness of the concerto repertoire and allows composers to explore a wide range of musical ideas and emotions. Let's kick off today's program with a piece that you know because I've played it several times, the Concerto de Aranjuez of Joachim Rodrigue. Yes, it is for guitar, but here's an unusual version where the cello joins the guitar to spectacular effect. Pay a special attention to how different the sounds of these two instruments are, although both are stringed instruments playing in the lower to middle range of pitch. Thank you. The next concerto we will hear is the very famous one by Schumann. Written during Schumann's brief but productive time as music director in Düsseldorf, this concerto didn't receive its premiere until 4 years after Schumann's death. Unlike the grand romantic concertos of the era, Schumann's cello concerto is a deeply personal statement, almost introverted in character, as if we're overhearing a private conversation rather than witnessing a public display. The three movements are played without a pause, giving the piece a seamless, continuous flow, something that mirrors Schumann's interest in narrative and dreamlike transitions. Let's listen for the following. In the first movement, the cello enters gently and introspectively, not with bravado, but with a sigh. This movement unfolds like a quiet soliloquy with subtle orchestral commentary. In the second movement, we have a tender duet between the cello and the orchestra, especially the solo exchanges with the principal cello of the orchestra. It feels almost like a love letter, intimate, sincere. The third movement, which is very lively, has a shift to a higher and more buoyant mood. The cello becomes more playful and nimble, though still reflective. Near the end, Schumann includes a written-out cadenza, which was quite unusual for the time. Think of this concerto as a chamber work in concerto clothing. The emotional world is rich, but inward-looking, more reflective than showy. It rewards quiet attention and rewards multiple listenings. We're now going to move on from that highly emotional world to one with classical elegance and refinement, and listen to Joseph Haydn's Cello Concerto No. 2 in D. This was composed for the exceptional cellist Antonín Kraft, who played in Haydn's orchestra. This concerto showcases Haydn at his most elegant and expansive. Unlike the sparkling and compact nature of his first cello concerto, the second one breathes with lyrical generosity and structural sophistication. It may not dazzle with fireworks, but it wins hearts with charm and balance. In the first movement, listen for the noble opening theme introduced by the orchestra, as usual, as you know in a concerto, which the cello soon echoes with warm authority. The writing is spacious, allowing the soloist to sing rather than to dazzle. The second movement is usually considered to be the highlight of the concerto, poised and introspective. The cello floats above a simple accompaniment, unfolding gentle, expressive lines with almost vocal tenderness. The finale, a rondo, as usual, is playful and witty, full of dancing rhythms and virtuosic flair. Notice how Haydn leaves room for spontaneity on the part of the performer. Light-hearted call-and-response passages and quicksilver shifts in mood. In this piece, appreciate the elegance more than the acrobatics. Haydn's mastery lies in his ability to let the cello speak clearly and humanly, especially in the adagio.
Thank you.
Next week we will continue with more concertos for the cello. Please remember to join me on Thursday at 6 p.m. for the Sundowner Classics. Until then, goodbye.